Welcome to the Storefront Church radio program. This is your brother in Christ Jesus, Freddie Wilbanks, thanking you for walking through our door, finding us on your radio dial or this radio station's internet connection or the webpage, thestorefrontchurch.com. Today's program is 1911. The initial air date for this program is Sunday, March 17th, 2019. And later in the program, we'll share a message titled, Pray for Understanding. Pray for Understanding. Thank you for praying for and supporting this ministry. There's room for everyone at the Storefront Church. Now that you're here, we want you to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and worship Him with us. Sponsoring this program is Pilgrim Evangelistic Ministries, proclaiming the life-changing good news about the sinless life, the death on the cross, and the resurrection from the grave of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, through whom by faith we have eternal life. This broadcast is made possible by the financial support of listeners. Oh, praise the Lord. We thank God for our listeners and those who support us. And if you would like to support this radio program and this ministry, give us a call at area code 989-871-9668 or go to the webpage, thestorefrontchurch.com, and make your contribution there. Call us at area code 989-871-9668 or reach us on our webpage, thestorefrontchurch.com. One more time, thestorefrontchurch.com, or call on that old telephone at area code 989-871-9668. Homes by Stoddard's and Stoddard's Classic Cars in Chesning, Michigan sponsors this program. We want to thank the volunteers of today's Evangel Band. Playing that big old grand piano already is Sister Narita Henley. Strumming over there on that brand new Yamaha flat top guitar is Brother Clark Harding. Agree with us in prayer for a Jesus Christ Holy Ghost revival during this time of reprieve in this nation and around the world. Pray for our fellow citizens, government officials, judges, bureaucrats, the president, and the invaders. Agree with us in prayer for missionaries, veterans, fellow Christians, many who are in harm's way, and some of them have been killed and wounded because of God's word and profession of faith in Jesus Christ. But for now, put your Bible down on one of those homemade pews, stand or have a seat, and let's worship the Lord God Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now we're going to start out with a old Sunday school chorus again. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning to the break of day. Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King. Give me joy in my heart, keep me singing. Give me joy in my heart, I pray. Give me joy in my heart, keep me singing. Singing to the break of day. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King. Give me peace in my heart, keep me resting. Give me peace in my heart, I pray. Give me peace in my heart, keep me resting till the break of day. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna. and to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King. Let's take those old green hymnals and turn to hymn number 270. Hymn number 270. There's a call, come bring it all the restless wave. Send the light, send the light. There be souls to rescue, there be souls to save. Send the light. Send the light, send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. We have heard the Macedonian call today. To be one of them. Many years I've been searching for a place to call home, but I fail here to find it, so I must journey on. I don't care for fine mansions on earth's sinking sand. Lord, build me a cabin in a corner of glory land. Lord, build me just a cabin in a corner of glory land, in the shade of the tree of life, that it may ever stand where I can hear the angels sing and shake Jesus' hand. Heaven in the corner of glory land. Blessed Lord, I'm not asking to live in the mist, for I know I'm not worthy such splendor as this. But I'm asking for mercy while humbly I stand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. Lord, build me just a cabin in a corner of glory land, in the shade of the tree of life, that it may ever stand where I can hear the angels sing and shake Jesus' hand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. Thank you. dear loved one who've gone on this way. On a great final morning, will I hear them all say, come and join in our singing and playing our band. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. Lord, build me just a cabin in the corner of glory land, in the shade of the tree of life, that it may ever stand, where I can hear them angels singing, shake Jesus' hand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. Lord, build me just a cabin in the corner of glory land, in the shade of the tree of life, that it may ever stand, where I can hear them angels singing, shake Jesus' hand. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. All right, well, let's return to that old hymnal. Hymn number 173. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you for evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working in the precious blood of the Jesus, your King. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working in the precious blood of the Lamb. Give me power, power, wonder-working in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power. Lord. Let's do another one out of that old green hymnal. Hymn number 252. 252. turn your eyes on Jesus. Look full.
Father God, we thank you for us being here today and able for everyone to make it here. There's a few of us that's been sick, Lord. We pray for those that's sick, Lord God, and we pray for each and every one, God, that you would just bless them each and every day. God, just thank you for your saving grace and your healing power. We want to uplift you in all things. And Jesus, we want to thank you for everything. Just dying on the cross for our sins is the greatest thing that you have ever done for us. Thank you, Lord. We praise and uplift your name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Sister Narita, what we got special today?
Well, Clark is going to bring us the special today.
All right.
What a lovely name.
What a lovely name. All right. Thank you.
There's a name above all others, wonderful to hear, bringing hope and cheer. Give the lovely name, the name of Jesus, evermore the same. What a lovely name. Higher far than the brightest star, sweeter than the songs they sing in heaven. Let the world proclaim what a lovely name. Of every race shall behold his face. With him enter heaven's city, ever to acclaim. What a lovely name. Call Jesus, reaching higher far than the brightest star. It's sweeter than the songs they sing in heaven. Let the world proclaim what a lovely name. Brightest star, sweeter than the songs they sing in heaven. Let the world proclaim what a lovely name.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a lovely name. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. What a wonderful delight. For a few moments there, I really thought that I was back in the front row, sitting on a homemade pew in a storefront church on North Saginaw Street in Mount Morris, Michigan, when the brother was singing there. But I don't know. I tried to grab his lyrics from him, but there's something that I wanted to point out to here. He'll return in clouds of glory. Saints of every race shall behold his face. You know, leftists, progressives, socialists, communists love to divide people up. They love to divide people up. That way they can conquer them. And that way they can turn each little group into a group of victimhood. And then, in turn, try to make that each little group dependent upon them. So contrary, and they can't handle this. Many of you may not even be able to handle this. But they're doing the bidding of their father. Jesus said to those that were around him at one point, "You do the works of your father, I'll do the works of mine," in essence. I know that's a Freddie Wilbanks paraphrase. But in essence, that's what he said. You do the works of your father. And the father of those people there was the father of division. And many of these people, such as these socialists and communists, their father is the father of division. They divide, they conquer, they try to make people poor and in need, and they lie to them the whole time. But here, those same people attack us for division, when we're here to tell you clearly that God, Jesus Christ, is the great uniter. and the great multiplier. Oh, glory to God. What sent Holy Ghost chills through me when he sang that part, saints of every race. He'll return in clouds of glory, saints of every race, behold his face. Yes, there's been terrible things that have happened, just as we've been sharing in the book of Esther, and Lord willing, in a moment, we'll take up again in the book of Esther. But God does not promote division, because we are people of free will. We end up dividing. Because of our decision-making, we cause at times division. But the Spirit of Christ is a spirit of unity. And I don't care where you come from, what your background is, what race you're from, what side of the tracks you're from. What I want to know is, what is the intent of your heart? You know, a fellow years ago asked me, I have a daughter, and asked me basically, what would I do if she were to marry out of her race? Well, my response then, all those years ago, was this. You know, I realized that if she married in her race, that things could possibly go smoother in her marriage and in her life. But what I want to know, regardless of who she may join together with in holy matrimony, what is the condition of their heart? Where are they in Jesus Christ? What kind of a husband will that they be for my daughter or your daughter or your granddaughter, whoever may be? Will they lead the family in the devotions and in worshiping God? And will they bring up their family under the Word of God? Saints of every race. You know, I know that it's popular to look at the 1950s through rose-colored glasses. And I think there are those who love to look at the 1950s through tar-colored glasses, where they like to see the tar and the grime, the pitch, and the filth. They like to look through the filth. Well, just like any period of time, that we've experienced once we've been in our own free will and doing things under our own free will, no period of time has been perfect. You could always find sin, and there's Satan ready to raise his ugly head and champion and take, and there were always useful idiots, my words, not scriptural words, but useful idiots that were willing to follow the leading of their father, the devil, and so hate and discord. But I'm here to tell you that one that was able to live, that was alive during that decade, that there were places, and there were places where people had compassion and love. And no, it wasn't a perfect time, but it was a more innocent time. And I'll tell you this, at that time, I believe that proportionally, there were more people striving to follow the leading of Jesus Christ. There were more people going to church and taking to church. You know, I remember as a young boy when we finally got around to where we finally could afford a television again, watching those little segments early in the morning and sometimes late at night, I would sneak out and turn on the TV and turn the volume just as low down as I could get it low down so I wouldn't wake up my parents. And I would see those commercials and those segments that said, especially on the weekends, on Friday nights, early Friday nights, early Saturday mornings, Sunday mornings, remember to take your family to church this weekend. What would they do if along about 10 o'clock p.m., 11 o'clock, 12, 1 in the morning, whatever, the local station ran a segment that said, of their own volition, make sure to take your family to church this weekend. My people would have a fit. But it was a time, and not everybody was following Satan. Not everybody was following division. Not everybody was a part of an organization that was wreaking havoc and terrorizing people. There were people filled with Christian love then, and it seems to me proportionally more so than today out in the open. There are many serving Christ today, but unfortunately, they're like Zacchaeus. They're serving Christ in a hidden manner. in a secretive manner, just like Joseph of Arimathea, a secret disciple. And we, a challenge for us in this day is for men of God to be men of God and women of God to be women of God and lead boldly and recognize and realize that saints of every race one day will look upon that lovely face and will sing praises to the lovely name of Jesus. Turn with me in the book of Esther one more time, at least maybe a time or two more, but at least again today, this hour, as we look at the scripture and we look at this message titled, Pray for Understanding. We need to pray for understanding among the races. We need to pray for understanding among those in Christendom. We don't necessarily need, I don't believe it's profitable to understand the works of the devil. They're self-evident. We don't need to form a committee and bring in satanic worshipers in some way. We might be able to better understand them. But what we do need to know and do as much as possible is join hands and join spirits with those who are unified in Christ and standing up for God's righteousness and for the Word of God. Not some watered-down, chopped-up version, rewritten version of God's Word, but the pure, unadulterated Word of God, where it says sin is sin and the following things are sin. And this is how you worship in God, listening to the words of Jesus. Jesus tells us about true worship. Oh, hallelujah. In Esther chapter 9, verse 20, we take up, and Mordecai wrote these things and sent letters unto all the Jews that were in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus, both nigh and far. Hallelujah. To establish this among them, that they should keep the 14th day of the month of Adar and the 15th day of the same yearly, as the days wherein the Jews rested from their enemies, and the month which was turned unto them from sorrow into joy, and from mourning into a good day, that they should make them days of feasting and joy, and the sending of portions one to another and gifts to the poor. Before I forget it, before I move on, there had been days of fasting. There had been days of fasting and prayer for Mordecai, Esther, her attendants, and the Jewish people across the provinces. And now they had the victory, and now there was days of joy and sharing and giving of gifts and praising the name of the Lord for his deliverance and victory, a time of feasting and joy. And the Jews undertook to do as they had begun and as Mordecai had written unto them, because Haman the son of Hammedatha the Agite, the enemy of all the Jews, had devised against the Jews to destroy them and had cast pur, that is the lot, to consume them and to destroy them. But when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letters that his wicked device, which he devised against the Jews, should return upon his own head. You reap what you sow. And that he and his sons should be hanged on the gallows. Therefore they called these days Purim, after the name of Pur. Wherefore all the words of this letter and of that which they had seen concerning this matter and which had come unto them. The Jews ordained and took upon them and upon their seed and upon all such as joined themselves unto them so as it should not fail. And they would keep these 2 days according to their writing and according to their appointed time every year. And that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, every city, and that these days of Purim should not fail from among the Jews, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed. Then Esther the queen, the daughter of Abihail, and Mordecai the Jew wrote with all authority to confirm this second letter of Purim. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15, we read, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Well, pray for understanding. I pray for your understanding. Because once again, if you will go with me and if you will allow your spirit to receive what the Lord is saying, the things of the Old Testament are representative, reflective, or foreshadows of what was to come at the time of Christ and what will come in eternity. You see, these letters were sent out through all the provinces by the hand of Mordecai the Jew and Esther, and blessed by King Ahasuerus, and the word went out. And Jesus commands us to take the word out, his words. Even though Jesus never wrote a book, he is the Word of God. He is and was the living Word of God. He was the living Word among us. He shared the Word of God among us and with all who would listen. And he tells us, he told his disciples, and if you will receive it, it is for you, it's for me this day, to take this gospel, whatever means that we have. Maybe you have some other means other than the Storefront Church radio program, some other vehicle that you can use. Maybe you've got some kind of other format or opening or some vehicle that you can use to take the gospel to every creature. You know, we cover the thumb of Michigan, the central part, the Saginaw Valley, all the way down towards getting close down at times on a clear weather day anyways, to Detroit, over towards Lansing, Saginaw, Bay City, and parts even farther north. There's been reports from people even farther north than Bay City and Traverse City hearing the Word of God. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. And so we're endeavoring to take this gospel and give you, once again, an invitation and a choice. And the choice is whether to accept Jesus Christ as Savior and live for him, or take the way of Satan and receive as your reward eternal damnation. In chapter 4, verse 9, we read, "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God." If you will, what was being done here in this declaration of Purim, what was being done is a time of rest. A rest from their labors, a rest from the fasting, a rest from the throwing themselves down in groveling prayer before God for deliverance. God had delivered them. And it's funny how some people ridicule and pick things, and I love when I get it, I don't always get it, but I love the humor of God. God takes a term that basically is a gambling term, and he uses it to honor himself, and the people use this term to honor God and praise God and thank God for his deliverance. A word for the casting of lots. Purim was chosen, was selected. And so they celebrated that and they declared it throughout the land. Hallelujah. Purim. We're going to approach Purim, and those of us as Christians, most of us don't celebrate it. If you do, fine. If you don't, fine. You know, my attitude is Christmas is a wonderful time of year, but there's Christians, born-again, spirit-filled Christians, who have convictions against celebrating Christmas. Now, personally, to me, that's asinine. Anytime when you have a vehicle such as that, even though the world is trying to pervert it, you have a time when people are singing the praises of God or hearing the melodic melodies of songs that in those songs the lyric is praising God, and you have a vast swath of the populace humming and singing and listening and being exposed to this, oh, it's a wonderful thing. But there are some Christians who you just think Christmas time is just a pagan holiday and it's terrible. Well, I'm here to tell you that I rejoice. It's an opportunity to say Merry Christmas. Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. On sunset, March 20th, 2019, Purim begins. And it will end at nightfall on March 21st, 2019. For us, many of us, we're looking forward to the Easter season. But the Easter season is reflective of some of these things that we've covered in the book of Esther too. For Jesus Christ come in on it's not historically accurate, but you know, it goes back to those people who will strain out the tiniest little piece of grit, but will try to swallow an entire elephant or an entire camel. That's their theology. That's their doctrine. They look at every little bit, piece, grain of sand and divide the grains of sand doctrinally, but some things that are not doctrinal or almost antichrist, they'll just swallow that all whole. They'll just try to take it all in at once. And then they'll try to beat others over the head because they don't accept it. Stick into the Word of God. But it references Christians. We're going to look at that time, celebrating Palm Sunday, a time that commemorates, maybe it's not the exact historical day, but a day that commemorates Jesus Christ fulfilling Scripture and coming into Jerusalem and people hollering and hooping and hollering saying, Hosanna to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And many of them had no clue what they were saying. They were hoping some things were true, but many of them knew not what they were doing, and so it is in the world today. Many people raise their voices and hoop and holler when they have no clue what they're doing. Many who are supporting some of these ragtag radical groups who want to destroy our country, destroy our culture, destroy our history, deny all the good that's going on in this country, many of them join on with the masses, many of them who are celebrating the murdering of babies after they've been born, pushing for this, and celebrating those who promote these things. And I got to go, I know time is short, but I've got to go off on a tangent. You've got that governor down there in Virginia, and he advocated out of his own mouth, he said, lay the baby on the table and then decide whether you want to kill it or not. The news media really didn't notice that. But they found some photograph that might have been him 30, 40 years ago, whenever it was, where he was either had put shoe polish on his face or put a dunce cap on his head, and oh man, that's all terrible. And then after they got over the initial excitement, those of his like kind or political whims, if you would, those who believe in murdering babies, they all got around him because, you know, we got to overlook his discretions. What he did was impolitically corrected. We demanded that other people be castigated for and thrown out of office for or their lives ruined because that when they were a youngster, they made some foolish decision. But we got to keep this guy because he's one who will kill a baby that's laying on the table. God forgive us. Also coming up, we'll celebrate Easter. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I know it may not be the exact date that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, but we'll remember and commemorate. And praise God, many people who will not grace the church's door any other time will come in. And they will hear the scriptures, and they will partake in many places communion. Some people get together, get up early to go to breakfast. I like to eat, but if I got to get up in the middle of the night so I can eat, I'm not that big a fan of eating. I really like to eat, but don't wake me up in the middle of the night to go stuff myself maybe 5 hours earlier than what I normally start eating. But many people will do that. And if that's your tradition and that's your custom and that's your Easter And by some chance, hopefully, prayerfully, you hear that Jesus Christ came and lived a sinless life, died on the cross, rose from the dead, and showed himself to many, and then ascended to the right hand of God the Father. If you getting up in the middle of the night and stuffing yourself with eggs and bacon or whatever else, if you get to hear that word, praise God. I'd rather probably hear it wrong about 10 o'clock in the morning is when I'd rather do it. Praise God, but whatever. Use the vehicle that you've got to promote the understanding of God's word. Use the vehicle that you have to promote people coming to the understanding of Jesus Christ and their need for Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. In Isaiah, the 11th chapter, in the 6th verse, we read, "The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf, the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the suckling child shall play in the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the seas." I would love you to understand. I would love for you to pray for understanding. But I would love you to understand that we're going to go through some things, something like what the Israeli people, the Jewish people, went through hundreds, centuries ago. There's going to be those who, once again, are going to want to destroy them, and those who believe in Christ, they'll want to destroy them. Let me tell you once again, people have spent the last 2 years focusing all their hatred on our president. They have focused all their hatred. They've been consumed with hatred for 2 years. And when he's gone or when he's out of the way, that hatred does not go away. Where do you think that hatred is going to be focused? One of the places where it's going to be focused is for those who try to be men and women of God. And so we, like the Jewish people, will go through some other trials and terrible times. And I'm not talking about the tribulation, all this sort of stuff. I'm just telling you that there's going to be, for the Christians, time of persecution even before all the things of the book of Revelation are poured out upon this earth. But when we get through this, when we get to the other side, just as Mordecai and Esther and those declared a time of Purim, a time of celebrating, there will be a time of rejoicing that will go on through eternity. And they shall not either hurt or destroy at that time in God's holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Understand and pray for understanding. If you know not Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repent of your sins and accept him as Savior today. And pray for understanding. And pray for understanding of the similarities of God's Word in the Old Testament and the New Testament and what he has out of all of it for your life today. Yes, pray for understanding.